beloved radio friends, it is a joy to greet you once again in a name that we never tire of mentioning, the name of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We welcome you to the program again, inviting you to enjoy with us our mutual meditation and study in the Word of God. We continue in the book of Exodus. We reach chapter 3, commencing to read today at verse 11. Listen to the words as we read down through verse 18. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And God said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt, and I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt, unto the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt. And ye shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. May God add his blessing to the reading of his precious and holy word. What a story this is! As in the background of this great deliverance out of Egypt, we have recorded how God deals with his servant Moses and brings him before the God of glory at the burning bush in the midst of the desert at the mountain of God in Horeb to commission him. For following God's divine revelation of intervention in verses 7 and 8, in verse 9 and 10 God said in his commission to Moses, Now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. I've also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Very definitely does God commission Moses in this 9th or 10th verse. Now come, I'm going to send you. You have a divine commission. I will send you to Pharaoh. I want you, and I will make you bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. It's a very strange fact that when in chapter 2, 40 years previously, Moses wanted to deliver the people of Israel, and we noted that he ran ahead of the Lord when he went down to look upon the burdens that his brethren, the Hebrews, were bearing, though he was indeed as a prince and as a son of Pharaoh's daughter, high in the Egyptian realm. His heart went out to be a deliverer for his people in their bondage. And in the hastiness of his character and the hastiness of his actions, he slew an Egyptian, which caused him to run from Egypt and to dwell in the midst of the desert of Midian for 40 years. Now when God commissions him, in other words, Moses tried to do it before God sent him. Now when God begins to send him, we read in verse 11, God said, Now who am I? Moses says to God, Who am I? That I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. Did you ever read a verse in the 32nd Psalm where the psalmist says, "Be not like the horse or as the mule, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle"? How very clearly God would indicate by those words that human nature is either like a horse, wanting to go ahead too fast, or we're stubborn as a mule, holding back too slow. Now, in chapter 2 of the book of Exodus, Moses ran ahead of the Lord. He was like the horse. And now, in chapter 3, he's as stubborn as a mule. You know, God has to put up with some people a mighty lot. And here was Moses. But God said, "Now listen, Moses, I'm certainly going to be with you. I'm going to be with you. You're not going to go alone. I'll be with you." And he says, "And this is a token I'm going to show you and give to you." He says, "When you have brought the people of Israel out of Egypt," he says, "you are going to serve God. Your people will serve God right here at this mountain of Horeb." Now, that was a divine promise, and it should have satisfied Moses. But again, the stubbornness and the slowness of his mind and heart toward the commission continues to be manifested. Moses said unto God, "Well, now look, when I come to them, they're going to ask me, and if I tell them the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they're going to ask me, well, now what's his name? What am I going to say to them?" Now, may I give an explanation concerning these words? One of the many customary things, when any man appeared in Israel and claimed himself to be sent of God as a prophet from God, the people had the right to demand, "Now, what is his name?" That is, tell us what you know about him to prove that he has sent you. Now, that was known in Israel. There were many false prophets whom God never sent. But when any true prophet of God came, he was to declare the name that God was and reveal the character of God to his people. And God continues in grace to Moses to declare what he should say. God said unto Moses, "I am the eternal God. I am the eternal one. I am the self-existent one. The eternal I am. I have no beginning. I have no ending. I am that I am." And when you go to the children of Israel, tell them, "The one whose name is I Am has sent me unto you." We haven't sufficient time to take this up on the program, but I commend to my Christian friends who may be interested the reading of the Gospel of John, where you will find this same title belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. By way of illustration, let me tell you some of the words when the Lord Jesus said, "I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the way." And when you read, and you may find it, I believe, 7 occasions in the Gospel of John, he was the I Am, the self-existent God. "Tell them that I Am has sent me unto you." And God said to Moses, moreover, he said, "You tell the children of Israel, not only I Am has sent you, a new revelation of who I am, but remind them I'm the Lord God of their fathers. I am the Lord God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. And I am the one that has sent you to go to my people. And this is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations." Oh, with what authority God sought to invest Moses with the power to approach his people with his divine commission. Let me just insert the precious truth of the New Testament. Then when the Lord Jesus commissioned his disciples, saying, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," and discipling all nations, baptizing them in the name of the, teaching them to observe all things, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He had these words, and lo, I am, all power is given unto me, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. You know, when God sends anybody, he goes with them. Would to God Christians realize that. If God ever asks you, my fellow believer, to go anywhere, to do anything for him, please remember, he says, I'm going with you. The Lord says, I'm with you. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man can do unto me. And God's message to Moses was to tell the people that I have appeared unto you, and I've surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. Now please note verse 17. Please note the 17th verse telling the determined will of God. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. You know, it's just a shame that people don't want to believe what God says he'll do. Now, if it was myself saying it, you have every reason to doubt. The inability of the human mind, the human heart, the human hand, the human power must certainly be confessed. And I want to tell you, in the political world today, and in the governmental structure of nations today, you've got more men boasting of what they're going to do and they never can carry it through. They usually fail. And one has well said that, like New Year's promises, they're only made to be broken. But when God makes a promise, he never fails to keep it. Now, my beloved radio friend, in the closing moment of this message, let me state to you, just as God promised Moses and told him to tell his people, I will bring you out of Egypt, I will bring you unto Canaan, God is willing to bring you to heaven. Now, you're willing to come. If you take Christ as your Savior, you'll get there. If not, you will not. God help you to trust him. Father, bless thy precious word. In Jesus' name, amen.